Richard Bridge and Spider podcast.
Very exciting. And look, I'm at Catherine at the moment. I was supposed to be in Mataranka, but unfortunately, I couldn't get 4G network. So I'm here in a room, in a hotel room. But I have been seeing, and I thought I'd give you another recipe because you see so many rabbits, brumbies, camels, cows, all this beautiful, beautiful stock on the side of the road. And you were talking about harvesting a little bit earlier. This roadkill should not go to waste. I think that we can really start utilizing a lot of this. And so I've got one for you today. Now, this is low in fat. And all you have to do, I'm going to cook up the emu, okay? Because the emu is the lowest, one of the lowest birds in fat. It's very hard to catch, but I'll tell you, if you see it on the side of the road, don't just drive past it. This is what you do. Grab a little bit of garlic, some salt and pepper, some thyme, some coriander, that fresh coriander taste with olive oil, soy sauce, and red wine. Now, if you're cooking it in a camp oven, make sure you've got some hot coals on the bottom and on the top, but you've got to cut the leg because there's such big legs. Cut the bottom of it off so it fits in your camp oven. Put it in there with a nice bottle of red wine and allow it to sit for about 2 hours. Halfway through, chuck in some potatoes, some onions and carrots, and a little bit more red wine as well. And always continually topping up the red wine. It should take about 2 hours because you don't want to have it tough. And as I said, there's not a lot of fat in it, so you've got to keep the moisture in the emu itself. So hopefully, don't like it, Bridge. You don't reckon that would be
a
hit?
You're distressing every vegan out there at the moment and every PETA person as well. You understand what you're doing?
I know. But, it's wasting good food. I don't know if I'm going to call it the Aussie Emu Leg or Earl Emwaza or I don't know. Because, look, I wanted the emu to be the Commonwealth Games mascot, but stuff it. Let's just roast it.
Don't. What, you want to stuff it or roast it? Mark Ronson played at Splendor. I missed him. I drank too much wine and needed nine eyes. Anyway, I was very upset about that. But, I did get it together for the rest of the festival. In fact, so much so, I nearly got very bogged yesterday, but got out of there just in time. Used my waffle mats that you use on the ground as a bit of a traction, which a lot of people then followed suit. I had a convoy of cars following me. I'm going, I better have this right. But those bog stories, and you know what? It will always happen when you don't have any time. That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, even in New Zealand, down at Waihee, they've got the you can launch the boats off the beach there, and it's a little surf beach, so you've got to be careful of exactly when the waves come in. And there was somebody bogged. It happens every year. Normally next door runs and gets the tractor, and he wasn't there. So I said, that's all right, I'll take my car down. And Grandad goes, just don't go too close to that car. So what did I do? I went too close to that car. I got bogged. Oh. Then we had to get the tractor. We had the Russian dolls of being bogged in Waihee on the beach. But Karen in Helensvale, you've also been bogged.
Well, I haven't, but I reckon the best place to watch the best bogs is sitting at the Rainbow Beach Surf Life Saving Club, watching the city slickers in their brand new shiny four-wheel drive come down onto the beach, and they've got to pull out their brand new shiny BCF shovel and try and dig themselves out of a foot of sand. It's hilarious. Hey, but listen, before you go, guys, it's your fisherman's birthday today.
Oh, Herbie the fisherman, our fishing reporter. It's his birthday today. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, Gary. Awesome. Carla Benoit, what do? You race four-wheel drives or you do extreme four-wheel driving?
Yeah, race four-wheel drive, extreme modified things there, big 600 horse. Yeah, Bridge, I actually met you once and invited you out in them ages ago, but you never took us up on the offer.
What's here? Are we okay? We cool? You got a story for me?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay.
No, we were at a race meeting and a guy had stood up as a spectator in this big flash Winnebago, and he had parked at the bottom of the hill and the weather turned sour and this guy couldn't get himself out, so I hooked onto him and I couldn't move him. We ended up with 500 horsepower competition four-wheel drives trying to move this goose. Long story short, he had the park brake on. But can you imagine how much mud was plastered on his Winnebago?
Oh, no!
That's 24 tyres with 500 horsepower spitting mud at this poor bugger.
Oh, I love it. He deserved it.
You must say that the nicer the car, the more funnier it is.
Yeah, that's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah.
We've got Julia and Eleonora here. Thank you, Carl, for that. Very funny. And, I'll take you up on that offer. what happened with you? You were camping at Moonee Beach.
Yes, camping at Moonee Beach. This Easter, if you recall, it was very, very wet.
Yep.
This Easter, so in the middle of setting up and 10 inches of rain, we were supposed to be on the top of a hill, but there were dangerous trees, so they had eight of our sites at the bottom of the hill. So extremely muddy, and we had mud up to our knees, all in tents and camper trailers. So in the morning, we decided to get up and we went to our lovely friends Bunnings, who gave us free pallets of wood. So we made the most amazing Taj Mahal deck out of the pallets of wood. And the kids went and got buckets upon buckets upon buckets of sand that we put down. And we also had a brilliant idea of using gum leaves and twigs as a matting underneath it all.
Oh, very clever.
Oh, you do what you got to do, don't you?
Yeah, good on you, Julia. Now, Derek from Mudger Bay, you didn't get bogged in Mudger Bay, did you?
No. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Bridge. Long time no speak.
Oh, so good to hear from you. Yes, Derek, what's going on?
No, it didn't happen to me, but there's a tourist track up in far north Queensland, a bush track and a dirt track, and it goes for about 40 k's, and about halfway along, there's a bad boggy stretch, like a bad bog hole, and the tourists are going there with their car and caravan and get stuck. And there was an old farmer, retired farmer, sitting on the side of the road with his old tractor, and he'd come over and say, look, I'll pull you out for $20. Oh, righto. So he'd keep pulling these cars out for $20, making a, you know, quite a tidy little sum.
Yeah.
Someone said to him one day, do you see her 7 days a week? And he said, oh, no, only 6 days. And they said, what do you do on Sunday? He said, I cart water to the bog.
Richard, Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.